news and weather in central Minnesota, listen to Joe Gill on KASM 1150 on your AM radio dial.
Late last week, had a chance to track down Mike Youngerberg, Senior Director of Product Development and Commercialization with Minnesota Soybean. And I mentioned May 1st, yeah, big day because of the B20 mandate takes effect here in the state of Minnesota. And Mike talks about, well, Minnesota, first of all, has always been a leader when it comes to renewable fuels. As he gives us comment on, the B20 mandate and the state of Minnesota.
The state of Minnesota and the biodiesel industry kind of set the course for improving our biodiesel requirement and we'll implement that 20% during the summertime here.
Yeah, and the mandate as well has drawn a lot of support from many ag groups all across the state of Minnesota on this B20 mandate. And Mike says it really is a big deal here in the state and also sets a benchmark as well for other states.
It's a big deal for farmers as we look at, what the value of biodiesel has brought to bringing to the soybean industry. We keep talking about that 62 cents a bushel for, every bushel out there that farmers raise. And if you're, if you had 1,000 acres of beans, that's about $36,000 a year, which is a huge addition to the bottom line. And, it relates also back to, the businesses and jobs that the biodiesel industry has created, for over 5,000 jobs and a whale of a lot of economic development.
Mike Youngerberg with Minnesota Soybean joining us on Noontime News. And also it's a very special time, too, because the RFS and renewable fuels coming under the microscope or under fire in some sorts, especially on the national level right now in D.C.
Taking the opportunity, I think, to make sure that we're less dependent on, imported petroleum. We still don't have any petroleum that we pull out of the ground here. So renewables and things like that are an absolute opportunity for renewables.
So May 1st is just hours away, and I asked Mike, well, how are the soybean folks going to celebrate this move to B20 here in the state? And Mike says some very, very exciting times are going to be out and about on the road tomorrow.
Fun tour of Minnesota. We have our biodiesel vehicles and our staff people. We're going to be circling in various areas of the state from the southeast, southwest, central, and the north, going out and visiting with folks, trying to do kind of a little bit of a where's Waldo type of thing where we'll show up at a fuel station and somebody shows up to pump some B20. We'll buy them a tank of fuel and they've got a prize. And they can also get into a drawing for a bigger prize. So, and we're also going to hide some prizes here and there that people will have to pay attention, if they're on social media, to where you might find one of those prizes hidden.
Also back in February, a commodity classic, they unveiled a big biodiesel truck, which is going to be very visible here for the next year and into the future. And Mike says the truck is here, came from Utah late to last week.
It's already out in the field. We've got some photographs of that being taken for some of our other social media and magazine type stuff. So it's out there already working.
And you talk about the truck as well. And I mentioned to Michael, what's planned for this truck here as we move ahead here after this celebration of the B20 mandate here starting tomorrow?
Probably have about 35 to 40 events that have already signed up, our county events, parades, clean across the state of Minnesota. So it's going to be a busy time and lots of visibility everywhere.
Yeah, going to be a busy summer. And Mike says, don't be surprised to see that truck come this way here on I-94 in central Minnesota. So interesting time, big time, exciting time as the move to B20 tomorrow here in Minnesota. Mike Youngerberg joining us here on KASM Radio during our noontime news as Senior Director of Product Development in commercialization with Minnesota Soybean here on AM 1150.
KSM Radio, number one farm radio in central Minnesota.
We'll appreciate it.